Good day. My name is Brielle Gadamo, and I'm a sophomore student from Oakland Catholic High School. The subject of my project is the dissolving rates of different commonly used allergy medications. In this experiment, I tested the dissolving rates of 6 different allergy medications: 24-hour Claritin, 12-hour Claritin D, 24-hour Zyrtec, 12-hour Zyrtec D, Allegra 12-hour, and Allegra 24-hour. I chose medications that were not oral dissolving so that the mass changes would be able to be measured. Therefore, the research questions for this experiment are: will the medications dissolve at different rates? Will there be any differences between the 12-hour and 24-hour pills? And if they do dissolve at different rates, which of the allergy medications will dissolve the fastest? For my materials, I used 90 plastic cups, 720 milliliters of lemon juice, a Scout Pro Scale by O House, forceps, a syringe, and a medicine cup. As previously stated, in this experiment, I tested the dissolving rates of 6 different allergy medications: 24-hour Claritin, 12-hour Claritin D, 24-hour Zyrtec, 12-hour Zyrtec D, Allegra 12-hour, and Allegra 24-hour, and I used 15 of each pill. As some background information, each pill contains an antihistamine. To start, a histamine is a chemical compound and neurotransmitter that produces inflammatory responses from allergic reactions. An antihistamine is a medication that works to block the effects of the histamines by blocking histamine cell receptors. Claritin 24-hour is a 100-milligram pill containing 10 milligrams of the antihistamine loratadine. Loratadine is taken in small doses and is available as a liquid, chewable, or swallowable pill. It is used to treat itching, running nose, watering eyes, sneezing, hives, conjunctivitis, and other symptoms of hay fever and outdoor allergies. It is non-drowsy and long-lasting. Claritin D is a 12-hour 600-milligram pill containing 5 milligrams of loratadine and 120 milligrams of pseudoephedrine. Pseudoephedrine sulfate is a decongestant that resolves nasal and sinus congestion by shrinking blood vessels in nasal passages and around the eustachian tubes in the ears. Zyrtec D is a 170-milligram pill containing 10 milligrams of the antihistamine cetirizine hydrochloride. Cetirizine hydrochloride is taken in small doses and is available in capsule and tablet form. It differs in its side effects in that it's more sedating than Claritin. It's not preventative, and it is used to treat similar symptoms, such as itchy, running nose, conjunctivitis, hives, and symptoms of hay fever and outdoor allergies. It is mostly non-drowsy and long-lasting. Zyrtec D 12 hours is a 380-milligram pill containing 5 milligrams of cetirizine and 120 milligrams of pseudoephedrine hydrochloride. Pseudoephedrine hydrochloride acts essentially identically to pseudoephedrine sulfate, which I previously mentioned when discussing Claritin. Allegra 24-hour is a 630-milligram pill containing 180 milligrams of the antihistamine fexofenadine hydrochloride. Fexofenadine is available as a liquid, chewable, or swallowable pill. It is taken in larger doses and is used to treat itching, running nose, watery eyes, sneezing, hives, conjunctivitis, and other symptoms of hay fever, allergic rhinitis, chronic idiopathic urticaria, which is a skin condition, and it must only be taken with water on an empty stomach. Allegra 12-hour is a 200-milligram pill containing 60 milligrams of fexofenadine hydrochloride. The pills being tested would be dissolved primarily in stomach acid because they were all swallowable pills. Lemon juice was used to stimulate stomach acid due to their similar pH of around 2 for lemon juice and 1.5 to 3.5 for stomach acid. The purpose of this project was to see the different dissolving rates of the allergy medications previously discussed. My alternate hypothesis is that the allergy medications will dissolve at different rates, and my null hypothesis is that the allergy medications will not dissolve at different rates. My procedure was as follows. First, I collected all of the materials previously mentioned. Then I labeled the cups with the type of medication in numbers 1, 2, or 3, and a letter A through E. This meant that 15 of each pill was tested. An individual pill was used for each time marking so that there wouldn't be any major mass changes caused from moving the pill. After all 5 pills were tested, I restarted the sequence if more time markings were needed. Then I arranged the cups in an 18 by 5 grid formation so I'd be able to easily monitor the pills. I filled each cup with 8 milliliters of lemon juice using a syringe so that there was enough so that the pill was fully submerged. I put the pills in the cups and I started the timer. I staggered running each trial so it would be manageable. I took the pills out from the cups using forceps in each of their respective time stamps. For instance, in cups 1A, 2A, and 3A were measured at the 1 minute mark until they dissolved. To better explain the grid used to keep track of dissolving the pills, I have prepared an example of what one of the brands of pills would look like. Each of the pills acted differently. For instance, both of the Allegra absorbed a lot of lemon juice and became foamy and broken up into powdery chunks very quickly, around 10 minutes. I will discuss this more shortly. Data procedure. I collected and organized all of my data in a spreadsheet. First, I converted them from grams to milligrams and averaged the masses of the pills for each time interval. Then I organized all of the data to create a graph of the masses over time and two graphs of the percent change in mass over time. The first graph shows the direct change in mass over time. As previously stated, both Allegra pills dissolved the fastest, then the Claritin and Zyrtec 24-hour pills, but the Claritin and Zyrtec 12-hour pills never dissolved. The increase in mass shown by all of the pills is most likely due to the pills each absorbing some of the lemon juice, increasing their mass, and then they started to dissolve. As described earlier and shown on the graph, both of the Allegra dissolved the fastest. The 12-hour D pills never actually dissolved, and one of them, the Zyrtec, kept steadily growing in size. My theory for why they did this is because, as being extended release, it makes sense that they would have more layers, and after one layer dissolved, the one underneath it absorbed more lemon juice. The second graph shows the percent change between time intervals of the 12-hour pills. I separated the graphs into two sets so that the data was more easily visible. The Allegra 12-hour was mostly dissolved by 10 minutes into smaller chunks that could not be picked up. It became very foamy and had the most visible expansion. The Zyrtec 12-hour kept expanding and became sticky and dense. The outer layers showed signs of dissolving, but the absorption of lemon juice by the pill almost doubled its original mass. The Claritin 12-hour acted similarly to the Zyrtec. The Claritin showed signs of dissolving by 5 minutes, but ended up not dissolving and becoming dense and sticky, although not as much as the Zyrtec. The outside layer showed signs of dissolving, and it did not dissolve at all even after more than 2 days. The third graph shows the percent change between each time interval of the 24-hour pills. The 24-hour Allegra was much foamier and flakier when it dissolved rather than the 12-hour Allegra, and it very visibly expanded. It was completely fragmented and disintegrated by 10 minutes. The 24-hour Zyrtec disintegrated steadily into small, mostly uniform particles and was completely dissolved by 30 minutes. The 24-hour Claritin also dissolved relatively consistently, but into more of a sludge made up of fine particles by 20 minutes. Each pill showed a different rate of dissolving with a more general downward trend. The Claritin was much more varying in the dissolving rate than compared to the other medications. Conclusions. Number 1. Acid was absorbed by all of the pills before dissolving. 2. The Allegra dissolved the fastest definitively. 3. The extended release Zyrtec 12-hour and Claritin 12-hour pills have a significantly different outer coating to a degree where it takes significantly more acid in order to dissolve them. Number 4, Claritin and Zyrtec acted similarly in both time sets, most likely because they have similar dosages. My hypothesis was proved correct because the Allegra, Zyrtec, and Claritin each dissolve differently, with the Zyrtec and Claritin showing a similar pattern, but with the Allegra being very different. Possible flaws in the project. There is always a possibility for slight human error. Also, the extended-release pills lasted longer than 12 hours, suggesting that the lemon juice was not strong enough to dissolve them, then other factors were needed or that more was needed. Preferably, I would have used hydrochloric acid, however, due to it being unable to work in a lab, I was unable to use it, and lemon juice was the closest substitute. There also might be a minor possibility of manufacturing differences between the boxes. Some possible extensions for this project are testing more allergy medications such as Allivert, Zizol, or Sudafed, or comparing generic to name brand medications. Another one suggests using another liquid to stimulate stomach acid such as vinegar or hydrochloric acid, directly comparing decongestants to non-decongestants to see if the pseudoephedrine has any effect on the dissolving rate. Thank you for your time and have an amazing day.